This is Israel 18 News with your hourly update for Monday, 10 Aug 2026. Let's get to the top stories. Today, the weather across Israel has been warm and pleasant, with sunshine gracing cities like Tel Aviv and Jerusalem. As night falls, temperatures remain mild, perfect for an evening stroll. Here are today's headlines. First, Ynet reports that IDF forces along the Yellow Line are encountering Hamas entrenchment efforts. This comes as Prime Minister Netanyahu deems the 15-point Gaza plan unacceptable to Israel. Also, Israel Hayom reveals earlier today that Israel plans to confront the Trump administration over the Gaza withdrawal document. Political sources confirm a dispute between Jerusalem and Washington. Also this hour, according to the Times of Israel, Netanyahu insists he can stand up to President Trump, rejecting the Gaza plan and refusing IDF withdrawal until terrorist threats are eliminated. Separately, JNS reports that Netanyahu opposes the Board of Peace's roadmap for Hamas disarmament, while Hamas calls on Washington to pressure Jerusalem to proceed with the U.S.-brokered framework. And finally, The Forward highlights Dr. Abdul El-Sayed's campaign in Michigan, where he defends his stance against U.S. military aid to Israel as he seeks support from Jewish voters. Here's what people are saying online. Esther Zelda, a commentator, wrote just minutes ago questioning whether public pension contracts should be enforceable if they burden future taxpayers. Balaz News reported that President Trump has returned to Washington, landing at Joint Base Andrews earlier today for another busy week. Hamza, a political observer, noted that Netanyahu's recent comments on Hamas's weaponry may be more about election positioning than actual military assessments. Now for more on those stories. Starting with the situation on the Yellow Line, Ynet reports that Hamas continues to fortify its positions despite ongoing diplomatic efforts. The IDF remains on high alert as Netanyahu firmly opposes the 15-point plan. This stance could further strain U.S.-Israel relations and impact regional stability. Turning to the tension between Israel and Washington, Israel Hayom highlights the growing rift over the Gaza withdrawal document. Political sources indicate that Jerusalem stands firm against the proposed framework, signaling potential diplomatic challenges ahead. This disagreement may affect future cooperation between the two allies. Meanwhile, the Times of Israel details Netanyahu's rejection of the Board of Peace deal, stressing Israel's need for security assurance before any withdrawal. His firm stance underscores a commitment to Israeli security over international pressure, raising questions about future peace negotiations. In related news, JNS reports on Hamas's willingness to advance the U.S.-brokered framework, urging American intervention. Israel's rejection of this roadmap reflects deep-seated security concerns, which may complicate peace efforts and stall progress towards disarmament. Finally, focusing on U.S. politics, The Forward discusses Dr. El-Sayed's controversial campaign strategy in Michigan. His opposition to military aid to Israel might resonate with some voters, but could alienate others, affecting his chances in the primary. On the economic front, first, Tech reports that Israel's Iron Beam laser system could take 3 to 4 years to become fully operational. Despite its potential, the system remains in development as defense officials work towards enhancement. Separately, Mariv Business highlights Warren Buffett's heir, Greg Abel, as he begins significant investments, marking a shift in Berkshire Hathaway's approach. This move could influence global market trends and investment strategies. And finally, Walla Business reveals new initiatives in the Galilee region, from Kiryat Shmona to Nahariya. These developments aim to boost local economies and attract families, signaling positive growth for Northern Israel. That's all for now from Israel 18 News. Join us again at 3 a.m. for the latest. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.